Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
We're here to help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
No.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Awesome. Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet, the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
So I think I would be worried about, like, if I had a lion and I had a wife, if I was in Stephen Chase perspective, I'd be worried about, like, the lion alphaing me and then, like, fucking my wife.
Yeah, you would have to worry about that.
Right. So I think the cheetah...
If you have a wife, you're already going to have lion in the house.
Yeah.
Classic woman.
Well, although, if you have a wife in the house, you also have a cheetah in the house.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 45. Today, we are doing the best animal to have tamed as a pet. We are joined by Rudy for this one, and also Stephen Che, not in studio because he's been sniffing too many farts.
Yeah, Che with pink eye.
Yeah.
Diagnosed today by Dr. David S. Portnoy, but it was accurate.
Can we
walked by me.
Can you lean in and see?
Okay.
Yeah, can we see? Yeah, so let's see it.
Ew. Jesus. Oh, yeah. It's
Christ.
It's definitely...
It's definitely one of the easier diseases to diagnose.
Diagnose in the spot.
Quite literally, the name. The symptom is the name of the disease.
More things should be like that.
Yeah, pink eye.
The guy who invented the name of pink eye was like really on one.
I've got blood poop.
But yes. Better?
Oh, wait, how did you have that on hand?
I took a train home, and then my wife was like, you should probably go get an eye patch. So I went to CVS and I got an eye patch.
That actually is smart, because
I assumed it was for like a Buccaneers thing.
Yeah.
Same. It looks good. I mean, you kind of pull it off, and it might just be, again, I assumed also that it was a Bucks thing. But
Jay, why don't you give us a hard R?
R.
Thanks, man.
It was actually kind of good.
It was good.
All right, but before we get into the bracket, let's hear from our first sponsor, Fireball.
Whoa.
To let loose, oh, that's a good rhyme. That's great ad copy right there. And have some fun. During these moments of stressful adulting, and you have yourself some fun, Fireball Whiskey is there to help you say, fuck it, and free your fire. Fireball takes any event to the next level, whether it's mundane work, happy hour, crazy pregame, or just watching football with some friends. Their iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the U.S., which I believe everyone gets Fireball shots. I get Fireball shots from since I was in college until now. The Fireball 50 milliliter shooters are perfect to ignite a pregame, tailgate, or darty. Plus, no shot glass needed. It's just crack it and knock it back. And again, just mention, drink it all the time. That's an easy shot. Like, you don't want to go around and ask every person, are you okay taking this shot? Are you okay taking that shot? You just say, I'm getting around a Fireball. Everyone drinks it. Next time you're deciding between adulting and fun, say, fuck it, and free your fire with an ice-cold shot of Fireball. Shout out to Fireball. Fireball's big on this one. Yeah, the bracket moving on up in the world.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, thanks to Fireball. To start off our bracket, we're going to starting off with the 12 versus the 5. The 12 late edition, a couple people replied with it. I don't totally get it. but I guess I don't know. Cheetah. A cheetah is the very first option. I think a cheetah, I don't know what you would do with it if you had it tamed as a pet. You couldn't enjoy it unless you were out like on a racetrack. Like,
what would you do with the fastest animal? You could ride it.
If I'm going to have a jungle cat, I want a big ass jungle cat. Cheetahs aren't that big.
I don't think you can ride it.
They're pretty big. They're not like tigers, but they're big.
But they're not. They're smaller than lions and leopards and jaguars and pumas.
I like the cheetah choice. If it's perfectly tamed, theoretically, you could ride it.
I think it's too small. I think
way too small.
You're too thick.
Yeah.
Cheetahs are.
Can we look up a cheetah size?
Look up cheetah weight, I think is what we're looking for.
Looking it up now.
I think it's a little bit bigger than, I mean, you can't ride like a Newfoundland.
It's maybe 46 to 160 pounds. Ain't no way any of us are riding.
No way.
Maybe KB, but like none of us are actually like riding.
Maybe a little tiny ass KB over there. Yeah. Did you ride in on a cheetah, little boy?
Dude, if I commuted to work on a $1.60 cheetah,
that would be sick.
Let's say, if you just seen the bike lane KB riding down on a cheetah.
An adult cheetah, we got some high variance here. It's 46 to 160 pounds.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like, there's no way. But if you came zooming down the bike lane.
That would be the funniest thing. Your hair's all pushed back when you get in.
So we talked about last week about how much we hate cyclists. Would you hate cheetah riders?
No, if there's a cheetah lane.
Riders way less.
No, the cheetah lane would command respect.
Yeah.
I just imagine it like, you ever see the videos where they have like the little dolls that look too much like babies, and they tie it to like a greyhound and have the greyhound run, and it looks like a baby's riding like a cheetah or dog. I just imagine that would be KB on that cheetah.
I feel like cheetahs are pretty close to domestication because like they can be raised with golden retrievers, and I think they take on like the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen like people on TikTok that just have like wild exotic animals with like a house cat, and cheetahs have definitely been in the mix.
Well, if you can't ride a cheetah, what do you do with it?
Just you're the cheetah guy.
It is a flex.
Yeah, I guess so.
I picture it like MTV Cribs, you know, like Mike Tyson when he's like, I got fucking tigers in here.
Yeah.
I mean, playing fetch would be awesome.
That would be, but you need such a wide open space. It's crazy.
You need like a potato cannon to shoot a tennis ball.
It'd
be very funny.
Rudy, you'd need a potato cannon.
Yes.
Yeah. You could have just said cannon.
No.
I like the idea of having a cheetah in a studio apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's just miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, I got this
At the zoo I go to, there's a cheetah exhibit. And a cheetah's best friend in that specific exhibit, I don't know if it's all cheetahs, but is like a yellow lab.
Yeah.
Like they're piling around in there and they're buddies.
Gotcha.
Not all cheetahs are best friends with the yellow lab.
I imagine most. The majority of cheetahs would kill.
Yellow labs are indigenous to Africa, though. People forget that. It's not true. Don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's fact. It says it on the cheetah Wikipedia page.
Exactly.
They fuck with golden retrievers heavy.
Heavily.
Yeah.
Cheetah's going up against kind of, I would assume this is going to be an easy sweep, but I just need to say the lion. It's going up against the lion. You guys are just talking about how if you were to pick a big cat, you'd probably pick a lion, right?
No, I'd want a bigger cat than a cheetah.
Bigger cat in general. Oh, and we're going to get joined. Zah, come on in. So, Zah was originally going to join us as well. He got a little tied up with something else, but that tied up thing is now untied. So, we're going to have Zah join in. And I think Zah is perfect for this because all of us grew up in areas where the wildest animal around us was like a bear if you're lucky. If you're extremely lucky. A lot more dangerous area animals around the area where Zah grew up. And you can actually, I feel like, give us a better perspective on it than pretty much anyone here.
Jesus, you're gassing me up a lot, but thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our first matchup, Zah, is the cheetah. Versus the lion. Which one would you rather have tamed as a pet is the question.
You know what? And the cheetah, the work is done for you already. A cheetah is fairly, towards humans that is, at least, it's fairly tame. So that won't require much work. However, the cheetahs are very, very, so I had a sanctuary right about like 10 minutes away from 10 minutes away from where I live. There's a Lion and Cheetah Park. It's called Lion and Cheetah Park. I think we had it on the documentary, I believe. We might have shot it on the documentary.
Nice.
But yeah, cheetahs are very, very hard to maintain. They get a lot, they get foot and mouth very easy. The disease is easy and all that, and it's crazy. So I would prefer, cheetahs are easier in that sense, but once you have them tame, you have to like be taking them to the vet and all that.
So you're picking the lion over that.
We're gonna have facts in this episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
We thought it'd be awesome to ride a cheetah.
Yeah. you think you or KB could ride a cheetah?
I'm not a thrill seeker myself. I hate adrenaline. I hate adrenaline kind of stuff. But KB wants to hop on something that goes 70 miles an hour.
Two birds of a feather.
Yeah.
My guess.
KB drag racing.
My guess.
Down 7th.
I'm all good. I'm all good. I'll watch him ride him.
So it's possible. You could ride a cheetah?
Yeah. I mean, you could.
I thought they were too frail.
You could try.
I think you could.
Yeah. You're probably too heavy.
If you spread out your weight across the
entire
length.
They aren't that big. Cheetahs aren't that big at all.
You said they maxed out at 160 pounds.
Yeah, they're not big. Yeah, I mean, I'm heavier than 160 pounds.
So. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. It'd be hard. Che, lion or cheetah?
I think what we are not factored, because these are going to be your pets, so they're going to be living with you. Lions are going to take some monster dumps, and cheetahs, while they're not as big, can fit around your home a little bit more easier. I think they're a little bit more pliable, can get around edges and bends. And for that reason, like, a lion is just so big, I don't think it would really fit. Like, I could go through a doorway, but it'll be a little bit cumbersome. So I'm going to go for a cheetah for that reason. Plus, that it can be friends with dogs.
Yeah, fact. That's what we were talking about before. Like Stephen Shea mentioned, all cheetahs are friends with yellow labs, right?
Yeah.
Bonafide fact.
That's how it works.
KB, lion or cheetah?
Cheetahs, what their diet is, but you'd have to feed it like antelopes and stuff.
Meat, I think. Same with
lots of meat.
Yeah.
Same with lions have an easier diet.
Is that true?
They'd probably have to eat more.
They omnivores?
Lions don't eat as much of a variety of meats as cheetahs. And a cheetah would, I wouldn't want a scary beast.
Nobody checks you on.
Yeah, can we get like a fact check on?
He's right.
I think a cheetah would be closer to a human, or they require a lot of mental stimulation and physical.
Yeah,
I think it would be more an easy. It'd be a cheetah for me.
Another one for the cheetahs, Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going cheetah too. I think cheetah. I have less fast. I just think they're cool. I just think they're cool looking things. They run really fast. A lion. I mean, if I'm thinking logistically in my New York City apartment, a lion would take up a hell of a lot of room.
Yeah.
A cheetah would take up a decent amount of room, but definitely less room, you know, almost the size of a really big dog.
So you could eat all the cockroaches in your apartment.
Yeah, I threw both those pairs of shoes out as soon as I got home last week. So I'll go with the cheetah.
All right, another one for the cheetah, Rudy.
I would love to be a contrarian, but I've been dead set on cheetah this whole time, mostly from a feng shui perspective. I want something in my home that is sort of like a quagmire type vibe. That's sort of what I'm going for, and I think the cheetah
you're going for a quagmire type animal.
Yeah, what?
From this like a just a
aesthetic.
Decoration aesthetic standpoint, and so I think the cheetah is just a cooler flex. Like a lion, they're very beautiful, but they just sort of like lay there. Whereas like a cheetah can move and it's sexy and it's suave.
Do you want to fuck this cheetah?
Yeah, the more you're talking about, so you mentioned quagmire and
the lion's like a dead fish.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say that cheetahs are objectively sexier than a lion.
I mean, that is
they are.
They're objectively sexier. They have
not as majestic or strong.
No,
regal.
No, and also I think I would be worried about like if I had a lion and I had a wife. If I was in Stephen Chase's perspective, I'd be worried about like the lion alphaing me and then like fucking my wife.
Yeah, you would have to worry about that,
right? So I think the cheetah.
If you have a wife, you're already going to have lion in the house.
Yeah,
classic woman.
Well, although if you have a wife in the house, you also have a cheetah in the house.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Think about that.
Yeah. Oh fuck.
She's lion. She's a cheetah.
The whole ass animal kingdom, my bitch.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going cheetah.
She links up with other men.
Nick, cheetah or lion?
It's lion. First of all, we're not taking sound into this. Cheetahs are like they're active noisemakers.
Lions roar.
They roar
every once in a while. If you have a male lion, that's like having just an awesome ass beanbag chair. You're gonna chill on that. They're lazy. You just feed them. They're huge. It's a lion. Imagine going out of town. It's like, yo, can you feed my cat? Having somebody, there's a fucking lion in there.
You could do the same thing with a cheetah.
A cheetah could be mistaken.
Less of a pop.
Less of a pop. Yeah.
Also, you're going to end up being one of those people that looks like their pets, kind of.
Yeah, I guess so.
If I walked in and it was a cheetah, I'd be like, oh, at least it wasn't a lion.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a lion for a second. Yeah, I'm going lion just for like, if I were to have a dog, I don't want it to be like a yippy running around dog. I want it to be lazy and quiet.
Yeah, so I think you're judging this based off the same sort of criteria I am for the most part, which is like, which animal do I want to be able to hug the most? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Owen.
I'm going lion as well. King of the Jungle, if you could like domesticate that and have that be your house pet, you are the hierarchy. King of the Jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's the sickest flex. Yeah, to just have a lion that you have trained in your home.
Yeah, that's mine. It does what insane. I want.
You're now the King of the Jungle. I never really thought about that way. Cheetah's going to win by a vote and move on through. Huh. Next up, we have the 4 seed. A lot of responses. Wait, this.
I just forgot about something. Did you know, have you guys seen the video of Christian the Lion?
Christian He's like, the Lion, no.
Like best friends with a human, and the human like trained him, and then several years later the human goes back to see him and the lion runs up to him and gives him an actual hug.
That made sick. Think,
yes.
Yeah. They're gonna say just fucking him. Mauled him.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It recognized him. That's true. That was a very good video. Very wholesome.
Smell you once.
Kyle and I grew up next to this town called Zanesville, and this guy
That's awesome.
Killed
That's
himself.
Cool oh, no, this oh. is depressing.
This guy killed himself, but before he did, let all of his exotic animals go. And like we had school canceled that day because there were just like a bunch of lions and fucking tigers like running right. around. And
I've been to that zoo.
Yeah, it was a private collection.
Oh, they put them all down, didn't they?
Yeah,
they killed them all.
Yeah,
yeah.
Damn,
what a dickhead.
Yeah,
kind of a ball. Like if you're gonna go, it's kind of a cool way to go.
He let his animals go, but then
just
they
let a whole zoo loose.
Yeah, it was
the fact
nuts.
That they died sucks, but yeah, that is kind of a interesting move. Four seed in this one is going to be the orca. The orca got a lot of orca responses.
People love orcas.
People do love orcas. They're fascinating to look at. I think you're talking about sexy animals. I think orcas are like among the fish subcategory, easily the sexiest fish.
Yeah, very, very, very aesthetically pleasing curves.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And they're always kind of like lubed up.
Yeah, they are very, they look like they are slippery.
Yeah. Like ready for a slip and slide at any moment.
What are those?
Orcas are cool, yeah.
What are those massage porn videos called? And I'm not.
And, it's like a.
Nuru?
Something with an
Nuru,
N.
Nuru, yeah.
Yeah,
Nuru. Where they like put you on a harness and you just like are hanging from the ceiling and sliding across each other.
You and I could not be more different.
That's not. That ain't Nuru. That ain't Nuru. That's not Nuru.
Boys, I'm pretty sure. Oh, come on.
There's definitely a lot of lube.
No, they just.
What I'm talking about.
The client comes in unassuming.
There's always an air
nervously
mattress.
Gets naked. They all get naked. They rub and then they fuck.
Oh, okay. The butt massage goes, oh.
Yeah, whoops. Slipped in.
Yeah, they made a gif out of it.
Yeah. They did. That's true.
Yeah.
Damn.
Shout out Lisa Ann.
Yep. The orca is going up against, and I'm going to give you guys the choice of whether or not you want to allow this or not. This is all real animals that we're doing. The one difference, because people respond to this on Twitter, Tommy is on your list, a dragon.
How to train your dragon.
No.
You do dragon. I'm saying,
no.
Throw it out there. You could make it a Komodo dragon if you want. Could make it any other sort of dragon.
I was thinking Game of Thrones, legit dragon.
Yeah, so as was I. But if not, we can dump it, and I'll just bump the rest of these up one. So I think that's the... I don't know.
Dragon?
Yeah.
I'd settle for
not
wyvern.
A real thing.
Listen, we're going to run out of ideas one day, and we can always just come back to mythical beast.
Yeah, that could be a separate thing.
That's true.
Want to swap it to a Komodo dragon?
Those suck.
Those are our pets already.
And they smell bad.
They're stinky pets.
Pick something off the chain game.
I'll pick something off the chain game. How about sea otter? I love sea otters. Ooh. I think they're okay for a 13 seed. They're like little dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I would just rather have a little dog.
In this case, you could have one that's like, it can go in the tub, and that's basically it. But
yeah,
my dog. Sub it in for wasp. I'd love to have a domesticated wasp. You're like, go get him.
Yeah.
Single wasp. All right. Single wasp versus an orca. Oh, you go first.
I think an orca would take up every square foot of my apartment. But it would be funny to look at, so I'll do that.
Yeah.
One for the orca.
You walk in, it's just all orca.
Nothing but orca.
I'm going wasp.
Wasp?
Dude, if I get cut off walking in the streets and this thing's buzzing by me, I'm going to go get them.
Wasps die after a single sting?
I don't think so.
Or is that just bumblebees?
I think it's just bumblebees.
Huh. Okay, so the singular wasp.
Just have them chilling around me. Nobody would fuck with you if you just have a wasp.
You have a constantly right trained wasp.
And I'd feel like Link from Legend of Zelda with like a little fairy.
All right, Rudy?
Are orcas the... Are they there? Is that different than a killer whale?
Same thing.
I believe it's the same thing, right?
I had no idea what orca was. I literally just had to Google.
It's a killer whale,
I had to Google both. Yeah, so it's a killer whale and that. What did you say? The sea otter?
Yes. Wasp is what we're gonna go.
Wasp.
Well, I'm very glad that we took sea otter off the list because I would have had to point out the fact that sea otters, even though they're widely loved, are actually necrophiliacs and rapists.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. They hold hands in the water.
They engage in rape and necrophilia.
Yeah, but did you see that viral video of the zoo in Dubai? They have sea otters and there's little holes. They like getting their hands rubbed.
Yeah,
they come and put their hands through.
No, it's adorable.
It feels wrong of you to say every sea otter is a rapist.
Yeah, you're making a lot of stereotyping. Yeah.
I mean, no, it's not stereotyping. It's just part of their culture, and it makes me.
Not all sea otters.
It makes me sick that everyone's like, "Oh my god, these things are so cute," and they put their hands through and you're rubbing. Yeah. All that's going through their head is rape and necrophilia. It's disgusting. Yeah. But
Bill Cosby's a culture vulture.
Yeah. But I think that from just a respect standpoint, I think orcas are one of my favorite animals. And when they are domesticated, they get the droopy fin, they get depressed, and then they end up killing somebody out of revenge. Yeah. So I don't feel good about domesticating orcas from a humanitarian standpoint. But even with that said, I have to go with the wasp just because it's just a very – I would do it for the bit. Mm-hmm. Like someone comes into my apartment, they're like, "Oh, you have a wasp in here." It's like, no. That's like – I would name it something with a W, like Wendell. Mm-hmm. Wendell the
Wasp.
Alliteration.
Yeah, he's my wasp. And I would build him like a little home.
Yeah.
In my wall, like a birdhouse, but it's a wasp house.
I like that.
Yeah, and then you can make a lot of jokes about wasps. You know, I look like I'm a wasp.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
So that'd be fun. And then, you know, go to Nantucket and bring your wasp. And he's like, "Oh, I got my wasp, homie." And everyone's like, "Oh, we're going to bring like a rich white guy." No.
Yeah.
It's a literal wasp.
And they only live 22 days. I don't really want a pet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a long-winded experiment more than anything.
And 22 days is a perfect length for a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ideal bit length. So I think the wasp is a clear favorite.
I mean, you'd even get the really good bit of, like, your wasp dying and, like, having a little...
Wasp funeral?
Little wasp funeral. Funeral.
Yeah.
He crossed the rainbow bridge. Wasp. Yeah. Tommy.
Oh, yeah. I have no use for a whale. I mean, what would I do? What would I do with a whale? I don't even know where I... Where is it, like... Do I have a really big house?
Let's say, like, theoretically, you have some sort of enclosure you can have it in.
No.
A house with private beach would almost be better. You go out there and it comes up to you from the ocean.
Yeah. No, that doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. But what am I going to pet it or something? It's too big.
Slimy.
Yeah. I'll take a wasp. I like the idea of attacking people.
I don't think you would be able to live with a wasp near you.
Well, I would have to give it its own room. I do get too afraid of bugs. But if it was controlled and I could just use it as a weapon for 3 weeks and take out my enemies, then I'd probably like that. So I'll go with a wasp.
One for another one for a wasp.
A wasp.
Wasp, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a whale. Where would you put it?
Yeah, it only would really make sense.
We need
sense.
The ocean, right?
Yeah, if you lived in Venice, it would be cool because it would ride it to the cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be kind of dope.
We don't live in Venice.
You could charge so much for Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a wife, you also have a whale in your house.
Damn.
There he is.
God damn it.
Oh, damn.
Zah.
So for this one, I'm going to go, it's got a little story to it too. My first time ever visiting the States in 99, we went to, it was to drop my brother off for college, we went to SeaWorld. And they had the, I'm probably going to get, I think this is now, you can get canceled for this type of shit. Apparently it's not good enough.
That's probably
whale display, you know how they have you sitting in the front and they do the fucking thing where they're swimming across and
you're in the splash. You're in the splash zone.
I was so obsessed with that and that just stuck with me my entire, that was actually one of the reasons why I moved to Florida, because that experience just stuck with me.
I loved SeaWorld.
So because of that, I got to go with the orca, the killer whale, and we got land back home. So just extend the swimming pool. Figure that out. Got that figured out.
All right, Stephen Che, orca or the single wasp?
Tommy said that he had no use for a whale, but I heard last summer he was pulling whales left and right at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Or giraffes.
Cooking.
To be honest, one of my great fears in life has always been to be underwater with a whale, just because once I went snorkeling and I saw a very large rainbow fish and I was terrified. So I thought, what is the biggest fish or mammal you can see underwater? And it's an orca whale or a sperm whale, some type of enormous fish. I would just get so scared I'd probably die of a heart attack on the spot. Whales, no use for them. Wasp, interesting. The lifespan's great. My cousin actually used to catch bees and then put them in the freezer, and then they become like
zombies.
Unconscious. Mm-hmm. And then he would tie like dental floss around them so you could kind of control them. Very weird thing. I never actually saw it, but he told me about it. And that seems interesting. If you could actually do that and, you know, mess with the wasp for 3 weeks, that sounds like a pretty ideal pet.
You have kids, no? That guy?
He does, yeah.
Yeah,
bad news.
We're all beasts.
This was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Next up, we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. I didn't mean for it to work out this way, but the 9 seed is a blue whale. Or just a massive.
I mean,
this is the last whale on the list, I promise you.
We can't have not going to switch up the debate at all.
We just can't have two whales on the list.
I didn't mean for it to happen this way. And now that I'm looking at it, it's really stupid. But either way, it's going to lose because it's going, at least on that, I think. It's going up against the 8 seed, small monkeys. So small monkeys is going to include chimpanzees.
Like a baboon.
Baboons.
Baboons are mid-sized monkeys.
Those spider monkeys.
Chimpanzees are bigger than baboons now.
Baboons are considered... Okay.
I don't want to see that red bulbous ass around my apartment.
Going up against the howler monkeys. The
lemur.
The dick nose monkeys. Lemur. Does that count? That's something.
Igzaboombafoo?
Igzaboombafoo. Is that a monkey?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
what's the big nose one? The proboscis? If it's a proboscis monkey.
Not begin to check you on that, but I'll agree with it. But the small monkey includes all those chimps, baboons, pygmy monkeys, nose ones, howlers, whatever. I thought of blue whale, and some people had said this too, because like you can think about using it as like a mode of transportation, if you could. You could go inside it like Geppetto or whatever that guy from the Bible, Jonah.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Stephen Che first.
I'd rather have Dragon back on the list.
We could definitely sub this.
You could throw Otter back in the mix.
That's a better debate. I mean, I think monkey I thought would have been higher.
It should have been a one.
Small monkeys.
Small monkeys
that's
the one.
That's the number one.
That would be the best.
I grew up dreaming of a spider monkey for
Okay. Chimpanzee and orangutan are included in small monkeys.
No, orangutans are big.
Orangutan's a big monkey.
Orangutans
aren't chimpanzees monkey. Pretty big? Or?
Yeah,
they're like this.
They could probably be like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, but that's not as big as like a silverback or like.
This is just basically non-gorillas.
Non-gorillas and orangutans.
Well, we're doing monkeys, not apes,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Boys.
monkey. I mean,
yeah. Okay, so we could sub it out. I'm okay. You guys want to sub the whales? I didn't. That was dumb. Do you want to sub out the whales with let's say sea otters for now?
I think either way.
I mean, they're going into a grind.
Wait, it's gonna be
a clean sweep, blowout.
Yeah. Jay, would you say small monkeys over?
You're on a
so wait, small monkeys or sea otters?
Yeah, let's say that.
How small?
We're talking
choice.
Chimps, baboons, pygmy monkeys, dick nose ones, howlers.
Like that little monkey that was getting his hair cut.
Yes, like the little monkey with the haircut for sure.
Or the one what that, or George, dick the one that passed away.
Oh, rest in peace, George.
Rest in peace, George.
Ever seen the dick nose monkeys?
No.
A proboscis.
It's have like giant noses that look like dicks.
Have you ever seen a monkey and you're and you comprehended this, that it was small?
What is it? Or what are you debating?
All right. I'll go with, despite all the awful things that Rudy said about their culture, otters, they're super playful. They like already, whenever you go to like the window, they come over and they like do tricks and stuff like that. So I think otters are adorable. And I'm sure that there are some bad otters in their community, but I bet there's a lot of good ones too.
That somehow sounded racist.
Yeah.
There's some bad otters. He's one of the good otters.
A couple bad otters.
So one vote for the rapists, Zah.
A-O-A-B.
I get that statement a lot. You're good.
Sea otters or small monkeys?
I mean, fuck monkeys. Monkeys are just hell. There was one time we went camping, expedition. We're out in the mountains. You go out in the mountains for a week. So for the first night, and maybe if you can stretch it to the first morning, you carry fresh foods with you so that you can have a nice dinner up there. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, you're eating out of cans. We set up camp. We went out to go like get firewood and do like camping stuff. Left our shit there. Raided our stuff. Raided all our fresh food. Raided all like our fruits and stuff. Left us with just cans. So ever since that day, I think that was far and wide. Far and wide was when I was 11. So ever since then, I've just been an enemy for monkeys. So
an enemy.
I don't even know what the fuck sea otters are. What they do? Give me that.
But if this was a well-trained monkey, it wouldn't.
It's true. This is like a team.
Oh, it's a training.
Monkey.
And you would be able to go viral so much.
Yeah. Well, if you had like a little pet monkey that you could do like anything with, like you get him to play accordion.
Oh, my God.
Not
that cute. An organ grinder? Creator fund.
You're not that cute. They.
Well, certain. It's like all these different types of small monkeys, too, where it's going to be like, again, chimps, baboons.
Have you seen the asses? Have you seen the asses up close?
On baboons? They're disgusting.
Have you seen them up close? Yeah,
real red.
They scare the fuck out of me, too. They're so aggressive. They always have a look like they're about to swing on you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, then the chimpanzee ripping faces off. They're
Bro, like four of those, three or four of them can take down the grown-ass male lion.
Again, it's like tamed. We're talking a very tamed small monkey.
They're too much. Oh, I'm a laid-back guy. Give me the otters. Baboons just jump
two around. Two for otters, KB?
Monkey.
Mm-hmm. What type of small monkey would you want?
The cute ones.
Yeah. The pygmy one? Yeah. Like the one that you
It would be a lot of work. Realistically, if I had to choose, it would be the one that would be the least amount of work.
Would you go as the man in the yellow hat for Halloween?
What was he?
Curious George.
Curious George's owner.
He didn't have a name?
He's the man in the yellow hat.
Andy?
I don't think his name
I would go with the monkey. That would be the best pet.
Small monkeys?
Easy monkey. I think I'd go with the chimpanzee, though. I want a little bit of a bigger one.
Oh, God, no, dude.
Why?
They're angry. They rip faces off.
It's a trained monkey.
They're trained. You get pissed off. Even dogs. Oh, I'll let you.
We can't.
Hypothetical is only
trained. They're only trained. I mean, you just want to live with
a
lion.
A shih tzu will snip at people, and those are trained.
Okay, but in this case, we're saying trained. Like,
well, if that's not, I don't want.
So you
want
to change their brains completely? You want
to? Yeah. So this is like an animal where it's tamed to the point where
might as well do dragon because none of these things are real.
All right, fine. Then let's do that. Should we do that instead?
No.
I want them in my head. The thing is tamed, so I want.
I'm thinking it's doing nothing you don't want it to do in my brain. That
okay.
Is what,
so ripping my face off is something I would not want it to do.
Yes.
Okay. I will take the monkey,
Rudy.
I'm really torn here because. For the small monkeys, there's these monkeys in Japan that sit in like a natural springs, and they're so cool, and they're so zen, and they're so rad. I would love to have one of those and just build him a little bathtub that he can just chill in with candles around him, almost like a sculpture. It would just be very
spa.
Cool. But the thing is that with the otters, I feel as though I need to contain them. And shield them from society because I know what they are.
Each other, I guess.
And they are, yeah, exactly. So that is a problem, though. If I do jail them from domestication to keep them from the world, they then may rape and necrophiliac each other.
Mm-hmm. Or you.
Or me.
Or you.
What if Rudy was just getting raped by his pet sea otter?
I mean, I've told you guys, this is what they do. They've done massive amounts of PR to get everyone to love them when they're monsters. They're disgusting.
That workman's comp request would be very funny from Rudy.
So I think that, I only would be able to, I only get one, right?
Yeah, let's say.
So I don't think that's really saving that much. In that case, I'm going to go with the Japanese cool-ass fucking bath monkey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
I'm going sea otter.
Mm.
I think it would be cool to have a pool and swim with it in the back. They're cute. Chicks love them. Monkeys are way too close to, human to have. Too smart for a pet. I think orangutans in, Argentina, they have human rights. They have the same rights as humans in Argentina, I think. Yeah, they're too smart. So,
you guys said it was going to be clean sweep. It's 3-3 right now.
Always I know. I was swayed. I don't want anything that smart as a pet.
I agree with Nick, and that's why I wouldn't do a chimpanzee, but I would do one of the little spider monkeys on my finger.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those
those are cute.
I always wanted one.
The small monkey's going to move on.
Keep them in your front pocket.
Mm.
Next up, we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. One seed is big ol' apes. Talking silverback gorillas, eastern lowland gorillas, orangutans, all those big boys.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. And that's going up against our chain game. Tommy, you lead it off with the fainting goat.
Oh.
Have you guys ever heard of the
fainting goat? Oh, yeah. My boy Bobby Guy has a farm in his backyard with fainting goats.
Unbelievable. So, just very funny when you first hear about fainting goats and watching those YouTube videos. I remember that being a middle school thing. Yeah, I think it'd be funny to just have a goat faint every once in a while. Yeah.
So when you scare them, is it loud noises? They're just.
I think it is in their body.
It's all fours up. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think it is when you frighten them.
Yeah. And they I would abuse that.
Yeah, 100%. definitely. Whenever I needed to laugh, I would just make my goat faint. I think that'd be very funny.
I mean, this is the clean sweep. this is the clean sweep right here.
Fainting goat. After that, we have a meerkat, which I think you also added too.
Yeah, meerkat matter.
Meerkats are cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
A bison, which is from you, Rudy.
Hell no, Rudy.
No bison?
Fuck that. No.
Why?
What would be the benefit?
Dude, they're just regal creatures. And talk about an animal you actually could ride.
Oh. Yeah, you could. Although they have a very like angular back, right?
They do.
You could ride a bison?
Dude, they're the size of like an F-150.
They're massive.
I don't think you could just get the back. It's like straight up their spine.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like in my brain, their spine is like too angular to ride, but I feel like...
Isn't it a steep drop too?
It's a steep drop. You could put like...
There's a way you could ride.
I could see your legs like under the horns and like you're like...
Or you could just ride them like a kind of like a motorcycle, you know?
Yeah.
It's true. All right. So bison is on there.
Yeah, you can ride a bison.
Rudy also added the Velociraptor, which isn't—it's extinct, but it is an animal, technically speaking.
Yeah.
But anyway, in my brain, it's not going to be the anatomically correct Velociraptor with the feathers and shit.
Yeah,
fuck
just a
that.
Bird.
No. Jurassic Park.
Park Velociraptor.
If you have a sexually ambiguous child in your house, you could have a bison also.
Yeah, you could.
Because of that bitch wife of mine. Yeah.
Whale of a wife.
Speaking of whale, narwhal. You also had.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's cool. They have the horns.
Yeah, they have the super long. It's a unicorn. It's a unicorn fish.
Yeah. Great scene from Elf.
Yeah.
And that's it for the chain game. Unless, Che, I know you were busy. Did you have anyone add?
Yeah. I don't know if it's on the list later. A certain cigarette brand.
You're talking about Camel?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can add a Camel in there.
Why'd you have to dance around saying Camel?
Is that like a bad word in your house?
No, we're thinking Camel.
Well, I don't want to give away a potential future.
That's what it gave away.
Yeah, Camel is not. Camel is not on the list, so we can add it to the chain.
Yeah, I mean, imagine walking down or like coming to work in one of those things. That'd be awesome.
No, it'd be the Hump Day commercial all over again, and it would suck.
Oh yeah,
I think Matchbox 20 has a music video where he's walking a camel in a bowling alley. That would be cool.
Imagine you put like sunglasses on it, though. It would be kind of sick.
Yeah.
Like old Ray-Bans.
You see Rick Ross get on one the other day and it just collapsed.
What? I thought he got skinny now.
Yeah,
his version
camel
of skinny.
His version of skinny. Not camel skinny. Yeah, camel fell right over, crumbled.
Yeah.
Didn't Soulja Boy have a very funny video from like Saudi Arabia where it was him and a bunch of camels?
All of the rats, they love going there.
It was just him. He's like, I'm out here in Saudi with all the camels.
Oh, that was like, that was a vine.
Very old. Yeah. Okay, so Stephen Shea, we'll start with you first. Among the Cheyenne candidates, fainting goat, meerkat, bison, velociraptor, narwhal, and camel, which one are you picking?
Definitely camel. cool. So I think it's almost inarguable the best animal to ride. I've actually ridden a camel before. Pretty cool. You're up really high. It is, you know, they do have the hump, so you can kind of secure yourself. Camel.
Mm-hmm. One for the camel. Za?
I'm going to go, so to domesticate, I'm going to go... What was the list again?
Fainting goat.
Fainting goat? I'm assuming you were very high.
Yeah, that. But I was thinking I was thinking domesticating. I was also thinking
You can add another one in if you want.
I was also thinking the bison. From that list, I was thinking the bison because, I mean, the optimal animal hug is that whole you go by the head and you
like,
the little thing. And with the bison, your head is all up in that. And that
is optimal.
That nice ass fur. And that nice fur, ass fur. Yeah. And it feels good, man. So I was thinking either that. I mean, the fainting goat will be a phenomenal bit just to get it to get a thing. But if I could add one, I'll throw in the elephant. Pretty fucking useful animal, man. If you domesticate that thing, pretty useful. The shit, you can use the shit to polish your wooden floors, your nice wooden floors.
What?
Really?
Use their shit?
Yep. Elephant dung. Elephant dung is used for floor polishes.
You can poop shine?
You can, you can use, what's up?
Poop shine? That's a poop shine.
Much, yeah. Poop shine. Poop shine. Then you can light it. You can light the poop on fire. You can use that as a source of fire and all that. Then the nose, you can use that. The trunk, you can use as a shower. You get it to suck some water out and then just sprays it on you.
Wow.
So fuck that. I'm taking the elephant. Very useful.
One for the elephant.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth just elephant shit everywhere, being able to use it. I think the fainting goat, regardless of a bit, would be just a good pet to have. Just easy, just to watch it.
Easy to scare.
A bison is too. It's an ugly beast.
They're one of the last beasts.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and they're some of them are very big.
Yeah, but I just saw a picture of Danny Trejo riding one.
I saw it too.
Yeah, dude.
Where are you going?
Fainting goat. Yeah,
fainting goat. All right.
I'm sticking with the fainting goat. Just for the bit, I just think it'd be funny. Fighting a girl back, being like, "Hey, you want to see my fainting goat?" I mean, easy sex.
Don't even say anything.
Easy,
be like,
easy fucking.
You open the door and just go, ah! And it's like, faints and falls.
If it walks in on Tommy fucking.
Rudy.
This is a lot of from my animals, so this is tough for me. and I always take too long on these, but the Velociraptor, just from like a, if you're a violent person, it would be pretty sweet to have because it's just so scary,
and a tamed one too.
But being from Colorado, man, I just have to go with the bison. The bison, I think, is the most beautiful, regal animal that's ever existed.
They're strong. They're strong. I don't know if beautiful. They're majestic.
They're majestic when they're in the snow and their breath is...
Oh, that's cool.
That is, damn, I didn't think about that.
That is cool.
And just riding a bison around would just be so cool. I just think that it has to be bison for me.
You're stuck on the riding the bison thing. Everything else about the bison is very cool.
Riding a bison's sick.
So
I can't even... You guys saw...
Yeah, Treho did it.
Treho did it.
Mm-hmm. You immediately just feel like you're commuting in Middle Earth.
Let's see, riding a bison. It's Danny Trejo did it?
Yeah.
Shit, man. I mean, I guess you can. That one is a very flat back. Or maybe that's just like a mutation in certain bison. I don't know. All right.
I would soup it up, too. I'd put like neon lights under it like it was in Fast and the Furious. It'd be fucking sick.
Sick.
KB, Donnie, and I did goat yoga in Alaska.
Oh, my God.
They were the most adorable creatures. They were so fucking cute. And that they became my favorite animal. They are, and you goat cheese you could use. It's a useful way. I mean, it's not as good as elephant shit, but you know, goat's milk, goat cheese, popular. It's in, crumble it on salad. But no, they're so fucking cute.
That was the best. They're crawling on us, getting on our backs.
Really?
Yeah, goat yoga is you're doing yoga and they just come and jump on your backs and they play on you.
They bite.
They
nibble on you.
They like ate my shoelace. I was cool with it.
That's cute. Yeah, that's cute.
Owen?
Elephant. I'd like to just sit on it if it was fully domesticated for my pleasure.
For sure.
So Fainting Goat's going to win by one vote margin. You go up against the big monkeys, those lowland gorillas.
I don't see the appeal.
Those silverbacks, the orangutans. Owen, you go first versus the Fainting Goats.
Fainting Goats.
Fainting Goats.
Sure.
First vote.
I don't think there's anything scarier than like a silverback gorilla.
But you own it and you tamed it.
Still, I could not be comfortable around
I wouldn't,
it.
No.
Not cuddly.
Never, ever.
They always look mad, pounding their chest.
I think that's the coolest thing.
I would see, I would give up alpha ship of the home immediately.
You wouldn't laugh at like the second they go, I just immediately laugh. It's like awesome. Really primal about it. Like, just
fucking love Tarzan too.
Yeah.
Like, you could be Tarzan.
You could be, literal Tarzan.
But like, if I see somebody walking in the street, yeah,
they love to fight. Yeah, but I'm assuming if they're tamed, yeah, then they fight.
They could be
fight.
Your bodyguard.
One of these is a cute little goat you're walking down the street with. That gets eyes.
You know,
gets eyes, but you're not going to be approached.
Like a 600-pound gorilla.
I think people are going to approach out of sheer curiosity.
No way.
I don't know. I think so.
I would not approach a man with a 600.
Neither would I. But I think people would.
Or a woman.
Especially here. I just can't imagine. Like, you go to Common Ground.
You would never approach a woman.
Never approach a woman with gorilla. Gorilla. Better than pepper spray.
All right. So that you're going to vote for the Fainting Goat, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Rudy?
I do love goats, but I just keep having this visualization of me being in the club with a silverback gorilla. And I just think that is like listening to Rick
Ross. Both stanced up.
Yeah, like he's got like an Ace of Spades bottle.
Yeah, goats are out. I'm in.
And then he just goes nuts when Chief Keef comes on.
you under the assumption that you can bring the gorilla to the club.
What the fuck is the bouncer going to do?
What's the bouncer going to do?
Yeah, this is a no-brainer then. Yeah.
I imagine he's wearing like a cool outfit too, right?
Me and him are both wearing our chains. He looks cooler than me. I just think that visual of just going out to the club with a silverback gorilla would just be so epic. So, yeah. And I don't want people to approach me. I want to instill fear, which is why I usually tend towards the more metal choice, which is why I went bison and gorilla. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go gorilla.
The gorillas get a vote and two votes technically because they swayed Nick as well.
I'm going gorilla too. I was going gorilla. I like Rudy said, hanging out with gorilla. And one of my favorite things to do when high is watching videos of gorillas acting human.
Oh, I think I'm going to say gorillas ape fights because I do watch that every now and then.
No, I like gorillas like acting human and it's so fascinating to me. So living with one, going out with it, just having a fucking good time.
Oh, they love magic tricks. Meet and greets.
Yeah, playing some Phil Collins, playing the Tarzan soundtrack around the house. Like I'm just me and two worlds, one family.
Yeah, you go to the gym with it, it's repping like 420.
Oh, imagine the spotter it would be.
Yeah. That's a great. I didn't think about that, Nick. When you do like the magic trick for certain
gorillas,
monkeys,
love just, card
love
tricks.
Them.
Yeah, that's true. They love magic.
All right,
This one though, we're just letting us anthropomorphize it. Like, we're just making
turning it
human.
Into like a partially human.
Yeah, not a pet at all.
But gorillas are pretty close.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Smart. I bet you could train a gorilla to be a spotter.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Be that. Yeah, but I don't think we'd be able to train. Yeah, I guess this is
like sign language.
Completely hypothetical, but yeah.
KB.
Yeah. Ape at the dive bar, club, passenger seat, ape.
Playing pool at the dive bar.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you walking in the bar and he's on the billiards table.
And he doesn't even have to be good at it.
No.
No.
He could be bad.
I was going to say anything. You won anyway.
Scratched, ape.
Zah, the big apes.
So that's as Nick mentioned, I think it was Nick that mentioned a little earlier, two human like, I mean, people, I mean, look at my DMs, I get mistaken for one here.
Oh jeez. Oh,
and I mean I hate myself. I take a lot, ask anyone that's met me at the Jersey Shore, I take a lot of domesticating, so give me the goat.
Another one for the goat. Goats. Stephen Che.
Yeah, I can't really get on board with like a big ape just because there are so many dangers with it. And also, yeah, another thing with, you know, the poops compared one to the other is going to be gigantic. It would be kind of a cool walking around type thing. But just, you know, being the father of two, having seen the Harambe video, I can't really get behind that. So I'm going to go fainting.
But how safe would you feel going out with your kids knowing you had a silverback ape bodyguard?
Pretty much already got one, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, he's right. God
damn it.
That's on you, Ken Jack.
God, yeah, I walked right into that one.
Get the smirk.
Stephen Che, you got taken down by a poop particle.
Best of all.
Like, Stephen Che's flexing your feet off your pants and fart on him. All right, so the big monkeys are going to move on. Big apes are going to move on. Before we get into the second half of our bracket, let's hear from our second sponsor of the day, Game Time.
Fellas, let's talk about Game Time. Game Time is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, created by fans for fans. It's the new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute ticket deals on sports, concerts, and shows, and they guarantee the lowest prices. If you haven't given Game Time a shot yet, what are you waiting for? We've had tons of Barstool fans using it, hitting us up on social media about the great deals they're getting. We've been using Game Time all year. I use it to go to a Yankee game, and I'm also using it to later on, I think in a couple weeks actually, come from when this airs, going to a Panic at the Disco concert. So easy to use, amazing deals. You're going to love it. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab to create a login, and redeem code LCB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. Download Game Time. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. Thanks to Game Time. All right, second half. First matchup, 6 seed versus the 11 seed. 11 seed, a couple people had this. I think it's a bad.
Sleeping Goats move on?
No, Fainting Goats had 2 votes.
Oh, damn. I switched over.
Yeah, switched. So 6 seed is the bear. The bear. Nothing like seeing those videos where the guy like hugs the bear. You know what I mean? Like when they have like those bear trainers that are just like almost treating like a big-ass dog. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. I want that more than anything. And that's going up against 11 seed. This one I didn't totally get, but a lot of people responded with it. The eagle. Like almost, I think they're thinking like
you didn't get eagle?
I wouldn't want a pet eagle. I don't know. I don't like birds.
Cool.
I don't like birds.
I love birds. Yeah.
He's got a pet eagle, Eagly.
Yeah. I mean, that is the one example of an eagle where I was like, I might want that one.
I think of it in the sense of, it's it could like go get you shit, right?
Yeah.
It's a really well trained eagle.
That's what I was thinking.
True.
You can Uber Eats, you could never have to do delivery. You
just, right. Like, go pick up my order in the West Village.
Yeah. Go get Shake Shack. It's there in a millisecond.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, it'd have to be like a certain weight. I don't know how much can eagles carry a lot.
Brother in Christ. They've
I've seen them pick up goats.
They're
pulling out like big fish out of water. They're going after like actual big ass animals, eagles.
True. All right. So, Che, you get to go first, the eagle or the bear?
I'm going to have to go with the eagle just because it would be so cool to rule the air. And I think the eagle would give you that advantage if you needed something found, if you needed something picked up from far away. The bear's not going to like drive. So send the eagle. Oh, hey, go get me an eye patch from CVS. Oh, there, bang, eagle, take care of it. So I'm going to go with the eagle plus the poops. Done in the air. Don't have to worry about them.
That's true. This is the first animal where it's not a problem. Mm. Kind of. Zah.
Yeah, I got to go with Che too. I mean, the whole it being able to deliver stuff and the bear we already have an idea.
What are we saying here about deliver stuff and pick up from CVS? So that's just on the table now for
that's on the table for now.
I guess you're right.
We're communicating with these animals.
Using their functionality, right?
Yeah, we're slowly moving away.
We've moved into now these people will just replace you at work in your personal lives.
Yeah,
family friends. They will be your second life.
So the bear we have an indication, the teddy bears and all that. In my brain, I'll be more curious as domesticating an eagle to see what they can do as a pet.
So, all right, two for the eagle, angle. KB.
Yeah, I think bears are kind of visually boring. They're too amorphic and blobby.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want to hug a bear?
A bird would be... I love birds.
Okay.
So an eagle.
Why do you love birds?
I love birds, too.
I don't know.
I just fucking hate birds.
Fly.
Yeah, dude.
I would love to be able to fly. It doesn't mean I need to love birds.
They land on you. I like that.
Yeah.
You want to be a falconer?
What?
Bears probably could get you almost unlimited fresh salmon, though.
I'm not trying to survive with these pets.
Yeah, you're just trying to kick it.
Just chill.
I think that's actually like one of the coolest job titles, falconer.
Oh, yeah.
It is extremely cool sounding. And they have that big-ass glove. It just looks cool. Didn't RG3 race an eagle yesterday?
He won.
Yeah.
Frances McDormand looks like a falconer.
Yeah. In her free time. Her and Joel Cohen, who she's married to, I think, right? Joel or Ethan Cohen? Which one was it? I forget. That's one of them.
We had a falconry club in high school. So
Jesus,
what?
So they would rotate you through activities, and for like half the semester, you'd try different things. Those fucking things had claws the size of my finger. I was like, nope.
Fully out on it. All right, so that's another one. You're going KB with the eagle.
Yes.
Another one for the eagle.
Yeah, I'm going eagle too. I mean, bears, they're just very similar. I feel like to a lot of the ones we mentioned. Eagle has a new practical value that we brought into the equation. That
yeah,
it's an Uber.
I'm ruining. I'm not familiar with the rules. I'm ruining your show. I came in unprepared.
No. You're not doing anything wrong, Zah, at all.
Sorry about that.
So another one for the eagle, Rudy.
It's a no question. It's going to be the eagle. I mean, bears. You know, there's just so much footage of them out there. Everyone is obsessed with bears, but I've seen enough of them. They're kind of just, I agree with KB, they're sort of just like boring. They just mill around. I don't think that they would bring much excitement to your life. And just from a visual standpoint, like getting fits off, like having a fucking eagle on your shoulder,
eyes
will tie together any fit. Like, it's just so cool. The way that they turn their head 180 degrees. Everything about it's rad.
What if you could like ride a bear to the club?
Right.
I agree. There's something to be said for that. But then also just having a full on eagle with you, I think is almost even cooler. Just perched above you like a modern day pirate.
Most of the people that responded with the eagle, they said something about it being like a warg. So like you could see through the eyes of the eagle, like it's Assassin's Creed or something, which like that would be awesome. But now again, we're getting into the
fantasy version. Yeah, no, yeah. I think it's eagle. I think it's eagle, clear.
Another one for eagle, Nick.
I'm a big bird guy, but I think eagle would be the last bird I want. Like Zah said, that the talons, it's accidentally going to get you. Mm. They're sharp. I would rather have an owl, a duck, a peregrine falcon.
Loon.
Common loon. Mm-hmm. An arctic tern.
Mm.
Easy to say. Imagine rolling up to the club on a polar bear.
Yeah.
You're talking about getting fits off? Yeah. A polar bear?
Compliments almost any outfit.
10 feet long?
Yeah.
990 pounds, give or take?
Okay, say bear then, pussy. Yes.
Bear.
Owen?
Eagle. I would keep it on my roof and just bring me my keys. I would leave a bunch of copies of my keys on the roof.
Kill your mice, too.
Bring me keys, yes.
You have mice? Oh. You have mice problem? Yeah, there you go, perfect.
Yeah.
Could have killed you cockroaches too.
Polar bear can do it too.
I'm sure.
There might not be enough room to fly in your apartment the more I'm thinking about it, unless you're a cockroach. Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, enough people responded with some sort of dinosaur that I thought just T-Rex. If you're going to pick one to be the pet dinosaur, it would probably be the T-Rex, right? Unless you guys want to swap with a different one. I thought that would be the universal pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
We good with that? We good with T-Rex?
I'm good with T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so T-Rex is going up against the 14 seed Rhino.
Same things. Okay.
The rhino, which is essentially the modern day, one of the modern day dinosaurs, them and alligators, in my opinion. So you get to go first, Owen. The T-Rex, the rhino.
The rhino's giving me the same vibes the lion did, where like if it was your pet, that sort of just puts you at the top. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also just can't comprehend that being anywhere in my life.
But a T-Rex is
fits comfortably.
T-Rex, I could see. So I'll go with that.
I could see that.
You want to talk about rolling up to the club? You roll up to the club in a T-Rex.
It need to be a big club. You have to go to like Bergheim or Berlin or something.
And my dick would look big in T-Rex hands.
Yeah, it would.
That would.
So that would be nice.
Nick?
T-Rex isn't in my top five of dinosaur.
Which one would you, if you had to pick one?
Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus? But then you can't ride that.
Yeah, you could. You could go in between the plates.
Oh, man, that's risky, isn't it?
No, you just get right in between the plates. That's sick. You're holding on to them.
Yeah, but you rear-end someone, your dick and balls are getting smashed.
Sliced in half.
What?
You, if you like, you just stop short. Like, yeah. Your nuts get crushed on his little stegosaurus.
I'm standing up in between his plates on his back.
Oh, you're standing. You're surfing a stegosaurus.
I'm just holding on to the plates, dude. That would be sick.
You're literally surfing a dinosaur. All right, so, but T-Rex is the option here, I guess.
Sure, right. Rhinos are awesome, and I think I can fathom that a little bit more, having that. I think I would, like, dress up his horn for, like, Christmas and stuff, put lights around it, go crazy on Instagram.
Throw beads on it and Mardi Gras.
Yeah. He'd be cool to have around the house, I think. It would be useful.
It's funny when he just falls through your floor. below
We're
you.
Comparing this to a T-Rex.
That's very true.
I'm going rhino.
One for the rhino.
The thing, T-Rexes are obviously very cool, but the problem is that I feel like if I had a T-Rex, me and him just wouldn't vibe. I don't vibe well with reptiles. I don't think we have anything in common. I don't think I would just sit there and look at him and be like, that's my T-Rex. And then, you know, it would just be awkward because we don't have anything in common. And then the rhino, I think you just have a little bit more usefulness. You can ride it. It's pretty to look at. You feel like you're saving an endangered animal.
You can cut off its horn if you want.
The T-Rex had its T-Rex had its time, and it
flubbed it.
It flopped.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna go rhino, just because I just like them better. And the name rhinoceros is like the coolest name.
It is a really cool name. T-Rex fell off. That's actually very good. Tommy.
I think it's easy. T-Rex. T-Rex don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say you guys can have your rhinos. I'm gonna be the guy with the.
I'll
T-Rex.
Be the guy with the animal that no longer.
Oh, another
exists.
Guy with a rhino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be the one human being with a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna be the T-Rex guy too.
Yeah, that's easy for me.
But I would hate it if you also had one.
That would just Tommy, you ruined it for Kyle.
Okay. So in this game, I guess Tommy has a T-Rex. Cool. So no. No, but then I couldn't let him be the only one with a T-Rex.
Right, oh, fuck.
So oh, no.
I would, if I met Price, play strategy. If Che picked one, I'd be very fine with them two having one.
Yeah.
I already picked T-Rex.
Oh, Owen has a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Owen has a T-Rex.
Let off with T-Rex.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So you're taking what?
Okay, no, I would take T-Rex because me and Owen would be the cool T-Rex guy.
No, I'd
be
laughing at his T-Rex.
Tommy would be the lame T-Rex.
Because you guys would mix it up.
And ours would hang out together, be friends.
And you'd
mix
little league
the
team.
Outcast.
Tommy wouldn't go within 100 yards of his T-Rex.
Mm. Yeah, if it's fully trained, I'll fucking... We'll,
I think yours would be like clumsy.
Yeah.
A lot.
It would be a clumsy.
Yeah.
It would that's pretty funny.
It would have, it would have like gout and like allergies.
It'd be the least intimidating. Like nobody would even be scared when it walked down the street.
It has like allergies.
Yeah. T-Rex that always gets a sinus infection.
Gets bullied by hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Tossed around.
But we'd vibe.
So two T-Rex votes. Zah.
I'm going rhino. I've been obsessed with them since growing up. The only thing that sucked is they're aggressive. So since we're domesticating them, give me rhinos. And as my man Rudy alluded to earlier, you can get some fits off, get some ivory.
Rhinos are
ivory
ugly.
Chains. I mean, they don't need
very
they
don't, ugly.
Domestically leather.
T-Rex is hot.
They're lumpy. They look like
T-Rexes are hideous to look at.
T-Rexes are sexy.
Rhinos look gangster.
Yeah, it would.
They look gangster.
Rhinos look tough.
I didn't know rhinos were that aggressive.
And they're very, very. So they're blind. Their eyesight is very poor. So if they get spooked because of that, they get spooked very easily, and they just run a straight line.
Have you ever had a scare from one?
Not a rhino.
Okay,
Not a rhino. But
that's interesting. And they're herbivores though, right? Like they don't eat any meat.
Grass.
So that would be easier
leaves.
To maintain
leaves
from a technical standpoint, probably.
But don't smell as bad.
Oh,
it's.
There's a scene where Ace Ventura though he poops himself out of a rhino.
All-time scene.
Awesome. Nice. I also like how they're everything on their body is gigantic, and then they have these like little tiny tails.
They do. Yeah, the tail wrapped around. Yep.
Yeah. See that video of the hippo diarrhea dumping?
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Was that an angry video game nerd reference?
No. There's a hippo, like, it's at a zoo or something, and, like, it like, starts diarrhea dumping, but it flips its tail back and forth.
Yeah.
So basically, just, like, it scattershots its diarrhea out into the crowd. It's kind of funny to watch.
That's how they shit normally.
Yeah, that's just a thing.
Like, every time they take a shit, that's what they do.
Yeah. But thankfully, no hippos on here. I knew, because you've talked about hippos so many times, they're just terrible.
Yeah,
right?
I hate them. No, number one man killer at home.
Yeah. I guess scariest creatures. Stephen Shea.
You got to go T-Rex. You can be literally Dr. John Hammond, but in real life from Jurassic Park. You can recreate the one of the most dangerous predators of all time, and you can train it. It can be your buddy. I would sell that thing out immediately. Like, I would tranquilize it and sell it to science, be a millionaire, be a hero.
Oh, God.
T-Rex by a mile.
Yeah, you're right. The more that they make T-Rexes.
Yeah.
The core four. We all got T-Rexes. Yeah. Come on, the big four.
Wait, doesn't that Steven guy have a T-Rex too?
Yeah. That wasn't the point. It was to be a pet, not to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not selling it. Mine.
Not selling the pets, man.
Yeah, that was a sellout move, Jay. You put it on, like, whatnot.
Quite literally.
It's like, anyone want to buy my T-Rex bidding starts at, like, $200.
Ooh, you could start a cameo with your T-Rex, though.
Dude, that'd be awesome. Like,
you would clean up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even fit into frame. You'd just see, like, one tooth.
You still want to make as much as Frank the Tank, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Next up is the 10 seed.
So what one?
T-Rex one.
Okay.
T-Rex Fuck. One. Only a couple votes for Rhino. T-Rex is the winner. Next up, you have 10 seed versus 7 seed. 10 seed is the kangaroo. Which we were talking about earlier in that very funny video where the Australian man defends his dog by just socking a kangaroo in the face.
Yeah.
Almost Australian things to ever happen in the world. Let me know. We weren't talking about that. I was talking about that, TJ. Sorry.
I saw another one the other day where these two kangaroos were fighting and one of them just pushes the other one and it goes through a fence.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That was a really good one. They're interesting animals. They ever see the inside of, like, their pouch, though?
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Like the inside
of
an ovary.
Yeah, pouch, yeah.
It's, oh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no,
anti-pouch?
Really gross.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the inside. Can't you, like, see their bone?
Yeah, it's like bones.
Oh, there's no
wait,
lining?
The bone is exposed?
I think the bone's exposed.
Yeah, dude,
pouch.
It's really...
I'm going to Google it, but I don't know if I want to.
It's like transparent and veiny and bony.
Because I was about to say, I would just hop in that pouch and have them drive me around all day.
Yeah.
If you can get over how gross it is, then that would be cool, yeah.
Could I line it with a Snuggie?
Yeah, or you can make, yeah, like, make,
oh, yeah, this is just like a vaginal cavity.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah. It's gross. Yeah.
It's really nasty.
Oh, it's gross.
Like, that's weird, because, like, that should have been always thought of as nasty. Like, the idea of just, like, an open pouch as part of your body.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going. I'm not the kangaroo.
Yeah, but in my head, it was always just, like, a little Jansport sweatshirt zipper pocket.
I thought it would be, like the hoodie pocket.
I thought it was, like, in the front. It's just there.
Yeah.
What yo, they is that, like, a nipple? Ugh. They have the longest nipples I've ever seen. What is that?
I think it's a nipple.
Yeah, that's
a nipple, right?
Got big nips.
That's the longest.
Wait, and the already born kangaroos hang out with... kangaroo fetuses in there?
In there.
All right, so the kangaroo is going up against the number 7 seed, Panda. A cuddly old panda. The old panda. I think they're adorable. Obviously, the most of the world, I think, thinks they're adorable, which otherwise they would not have been as saved.
Are
as
they
the
very lazy as well?
Very.
Yeah.
They just eat bamboo and chill.
Okay.
So who ended last time? Che, you ended last time? You get to go first. Panda versus kangaroo.
This is tough. I feel like pandas definitely are very snuggly and cute, but kangaroos are probably like the ideal size for a pet. Like they're really not that big.
They're very massive.
They can get to like human size, but they also, some of them are smaller. So the jumping is cool. The fact that you could punch one is cool. The fact that they can punch also is pretty cool.
I don't think you just can punch one. If it steals your dog or like attacks you, yeah, you punch it.
You're trying to pick a pet and you're like, oh, which can I beat the shit out of?
Or sell.
Shocking.
Well, like if you want to use it as an intimidator, like you guys were talking about using a silverback gorilla as intimidating, like a kangaroo can throw a legitimate punch at, you know, Rudy, and it's like a somewhat fair fight. Like, it's not crazy lopsided. Like, Rudy can obviously fight back and probably.
What are you talking about? A kangaroo would beat the fuck out of any human, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
There was a Australian guy punching shit out of them.
Oh, but they trained.
You ever saw this video?
I'm sure there are some that they trained.
Like, it was like attacking this guy's dog in Australia. Oh. He just ran up and punched it in the face, and the kangaroo just stood there like.
He just right hooked him.
Yeah.
I'm about to look up the stats on a kangaroo, but I'm almost certain. Every kangaroo would beat the shit out of everyone. Yeah,
I don't think they're as tall as you think.
They're like five, big. They're so fast. So much force.
Yeah,
I see kangaroos all the time.
They stand on their tails and kick.
Dude, look at his traps.
He's like a ripped Alex Jones.
Those delts, baby, man. He's huge.
Yeah, I mean, they hop. They're cool. I think I'm going to go kangaroo. Kangaroo is a pretty strong favorite for me to maybe go the rest of the way.
Wow. It's to speak to the whole going to the club thing, too. If you have like a kangaroo jack thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's something like David Dobrik would do.
Yeah. Damn.
Definitely is.
I brought a kangaroo to the club.
He does the fucking tongue smile.
Yeah.
I like how going to the club is just like totally accepted, but then when I say an eagle can go get me something from CVS, KB's like, whoa, what the heck's going on here?
It's like bringing your pet somewhere.
I think there would be clubs I'd be like, yeah, that this could come in. Like, but an eagle, you would never get an eagle to go to CVS.
I think you could get an eagle to go to CVS.
It'd pick up your medicine order?
It'd be hard.
What do you mean?
It'd be hard for the eagle to pay. You'd have to obviously use cash.
Right off the shelf, eye patch, just pick it out. If you don't know, ask somebody.
He just flies. He has like a little note on his thing. Like,
yeah, a note on the leg.
In New York, he would need a key to get into everything. Yeah.
You just would have to learn how to buzz
it. Eagle would have to wait around.
Yeah. No, you have your window open. He flies in like straight in. I'm thinking it's like Hedwig or some shit from Harry Potter, you know, like the owls, how they use them. That's how they work in my brain.
Mm.
All right, so you're going to go with the kangaroo, the kangaroo or the panda?
Yeah, so before I'd seen that pouch, I was going to go kangaroo, but after seeing that pouch, I mean, that just looks like a disgusting. Hard thing. Because now it's your pet, you got to take care of it, you probably have to clean up inside there, and elongated nipples, I don't fuck with that kind of
shit. It probably feels like stuffing a turkey.
Yeah, and I'll be just looking at it. Just looking at it, it looks like, I mean, it's like, all right, do you have to balance the fucking pH in there, all that nonsense?
Oh. Yeah.
It all comes into play.
Give me the panda that's cute, fluffy, you can hug and mess around.
They're so dumb, too. They're some of the dumbest animals. Like, when you see
the
videos
dumber,
of them,
the better.
Yeah, they always fall off their, like, enclosures. Yeah, that's awesome.
Fall. They just climb, like, 50 of them climb up a tree and they all fall down.
And, like, the one instinctual thing to fuck, they just can't do it.
Yep. No idea how.
Yeah.
KB.
Really? How do they reproduce?
It just happens.
They force them to.
They have a very, it's very hard to get them to reproduce.
Panda is my favorite on the list so far. I think it's the epitome of what you want in a pet.
Yes.
They're adorable. I think, like, everyone loves it. I want to talk about an animal that'll get you pussy almost immediately.
Panda.
Yes.
Panda. Yeah. Tommy.
Yeah, panda. I forget what one you said before, Kendrick. Kangaroo. You were like something, or maybe it was about a lion using it as a. But I mean,
it's like a beanbag. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could use a panda as the ultimate beanbag. You could just watch TV, chill on your panda, watch TV. That's awesome. They're very cute. Kangaroos. Beanbag. I don't know what I would. They're a fun. I'm going panda. I'm going panda.
The panda, Rudy.
I find that Australians at length are very annoying. In general, and obviously the kangaroo can't talk, but it just still has like an Australian vibe, and they just sort of grind my gears after a while. And I also hate the way that they are like this weird in between of walking on all fours, but some kind of standing. I find it unsettling the way that they just occupy space, and they're just not very pretty looking. I think that kangaroos have ugly faces,
small heads,
and I just don't want that in my crew. And the panda is just. So aesthetically pleasing. I love when they play with bamboo and they twirl it around their arms.
Yeah.
And I love when they like fall out of things. It's just something you can't hate. It's like it's like an animal version of Ben Mintz in my mind. It's just like everything that they do, I find to be very, very funny and pleasing and diffusing. Like
Ben Mintz wearing a Raiders jersey or something.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I just, you know, you could do fun things with it. You can put pants on them, you know, like a lot of fun stuff can be done with a panda. So I really would love the panda and I like
it. You roll up a designer playing as you're riding your panda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the club opens up immediately.
And then like having a kangaroo in the club, I think everyone's going to be like, ugh, like, it's like
you might confuse it for a person at first,
right? It's
like
just
you
sort
see
of,
it from behind or something.
But a panda just fits, like you know, in any environment, just looks cooler. So
Nick, panda or kangaroo?
Kangaroos, I don't think can walk backwards.
Sure,
and I don't think they can. So if, like, there's too many dead ends in my apartment. I think their tails are like too like they can't.
Well, they balance on them, right?
I don't know if they. I don't know if they can go backwards. So if they, they would just get stuck in places in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Too big. Pandas. It should be the one seed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have it Fantastic. All. They're fun. They're fluffy. They're fun to watch. They're cute. They don't have to eat meat. Yeah. To get you pussy.
Yeah.
Cuddle. Yeah, you can cuddle with them.
Yep. That's Panda's gonna win, but Owen.
Rup. Yep.
Panda.
What happened to Designer?
Very
good question.
I have no clue. He'd made like
even have an album. Was it just that? It was just that sing? No, he's a producer. Designer.
He had an album after that, but it just didn't really do that much.
Mm.
He also makes beats, doesn't he?
Does he?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Is there two eyes in Designer?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
One up to Che today,
and one in Fetty Wap.
fuck, that was good. All right. The Panda wins. Now, lastly, on this side of the bracket, we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed. 15 seed's one of Tommy's additions. The very elegant fox.
Yeah.
But the fox. I think foxes are cool. Awesome. I don't think it's a bad pick at all.
They're sly.
Very sly. They're cute. Do you ever hear the noises they make? They make these little yips like dogs, but like it's like cuter than like a chihuahua yip or some shit. It's just like...
To me, they're a mixture of a dog and a cat.
Yes, I would agree with that. Red pandas, damn, I should have had that as a separate thing. Shit.
Oh, man, red pandas.
They're really cute.
Yeah.
Fuck. I guess they count under the panda banner.
Under panda umbrella.
Yeah. Okay, so the fox is going up against the number 2 seed, the tiger. The big old tiger. And Owen, you get to go first. Fox versus tiger.
Tiger in a landslide. Tyson has one in The Hangover. That's a funny movie that everyone loved.
Yeah.
And I don't think a fox would be that... that fun.
Out of all the animals we've mentioned today, the fox is probably the most least, yeah, animal-like. Like, yeah, that's the one that would fit the most in any given one of our apartment scenarios, I think. But it's a tiger is a tiger.
Yeah, just posting up with a tiger would be awesome.
Which type of tiger would you want? The traditional or like the white tiger?
Snow tiger.
Roy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All tiger. White and then piercing awesome. Blue eyes like a white walker.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
I'm probably the biggest Siegfried and Roy stan in the office. I might not be saying much. But
low bar, yeah.
Yeah. Tigers are huge, right? They're bigger than lions.
Pretty damn big.
They're gigantic.
That's sick. They're like sneaky big.
Yeah.
I'd want a saber-toothed tiger.
Yes. Ooh, I almost put that on the list.
Man. Great fucking.
Yeah, they're Dennis, sick.
Like Dennis Leary in Ice Age.
Yeah. Much like that. Fox, I mean, you should just get a dog.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to have an exotic pet, go all out.
All right, Rudy.
Yeah, I respect foxes, but I don't love them. I have a sort of bad memory with foxes.
Let's hear it.
We brought some new landscaping in our yard in Denver. And at the time, the foxes, there's always this thing in Denver where like at a certain point, foxes take over and then they leave and then the bunnies take over. And it's always this sort of ebb and flow. And this year we had massive fox infestation and they took a liking to our new landscaping and they had babies. And if you guys have ever never heard a baby fox... They literally sound like a human baby just like screaming.
Yeah.
I haven't been taking into consideration noises and sounds. I should have been.
I have not.
Oh, yeah.
And foxes make dreadful, dreadful.
Okay.
Well, baby foxes, right?
Yeah, but even the regular foxes, they like cackle and like have like a really annoying.
Is it
annoying,
like piercing?
It's so piercing. Anyway, so my mom is a very nice lady, but she took her landscaping pretty fucking serious. And at one point, these foxes just made it into their home. It was like a condo for them. So my mom was like, Rudy, tonight, what I need you to do is I need you to get your airsoft gun, and I need you to shoot the foxes.
No.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Shoot to kill?
Did you like shoot the ground to like scare them off?
Just call the police, Jay.
She. But I was like, the airsoft gun's not going to do anything to them. It's not going to hurt them or kill them. But she was like, no. I just want to. I want to buzz their tower. She was talking like Don Corleone. She was like,
warn them.
Let's let them know what we're talking about. So I was, you know, I'm a huge fan of my mom. So I was like, okay, whatever you say, mom. So I stood on my. I sat.
You're a big fan of your mom.
Such a stand.
Everyone says that.
And I sat on my roof with my airsoft gun. With a laser pointer and just for an hour and a half just teed off on these foxes and didn't do anything.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
But ever since then, I've never been a huge fan of foxes. I hate how gaunt.
They're probably not a big fan of you.
I hate how gaunt. Yeah, they're probably not. I hate how gaunt they are. You know, they are always sort of like this like weird.
They have like a Chalamet body type.
Yeah, they look like Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They look like they go to NYU and they think that they're better than you and they have like a weird snout. I just never really liked the fox, so I'm definitely going to go with... I don't even remember what the other one was.
Got a nose job just for ketamine.
Yeah. 3 for the tiger, Tommy.
Yeah, unlike Rudy, my parents are big fox people. Love Tucker. But that being said, I'm going with tiger. I mean, it's a fucking tiger. I don't know if it'll win for me, but it's not getting upset in the first round.
KB?
Yeah, I love cats. I think John Jones had like a glorified tiger. It was a cat, but it was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Still does.
Give me the tiger. I mean, when that thing dies, I'm going to turn it into a rug, too. So.
Oh, hell yes.
You see that video of, like, somebody took one, they were doing a safari thing or whatever, and, like, a tiger just comes running out, and they could freeze frames right as the tiger's about to attack one of, like, the guides or some shit.
Fuck this.
Yeah, it comes out of the tall grass.
Yeah. That was video. It was the tall grass, yeah. Oh, that was good. Jay?
I kind of want to go fox due to size, but tiger is awesome. Yeah, just the way they look. They are really big, but they're, you know, at the same time, they're cats. So they could probably be pretty, like, cuddly and also playful, but also have an intimidating roar. So, yeah, I think Tiger's got to win.
I did just realize I am allergic to cats. I wonder if that transfers over to
hey.
That would suck. Would to have a pet tiger, but you just can't be around. You just keep sneezing every time you're around.
I mean, that level, that amount of cat would kill you. The allergies it would produce. Think about, like, a house cat versus a tiger. That's, like, 10 times
as that's math.
Yeah.
Yes, people allergic to cats are allergic to lions and tigers.
That's a
lethal
dose. You'd be 6 feet under.
Fuck. Yeah.
Jesus. Wow, I never thought that would transfer. That's crazy.
Funny way to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Just
owning a tiger.
Just go kiss one at the zoo.
Did you guys know that catnip works on, like, lions and stuff like that?
No.
I saw videos of that, like, a couple...
Interesting.
I don't know if they were real or not, but it was like, I think, 2 days ago.
Let's use that next time. Go to
I've never understood what catnip is.
Like drugs for them. That's like,
what does that mean?
Like whenever they smell it, it makes them like all goofy and shit. Like,
why do they like try eat it? They like eat it. They like eat it.
I don't know why. It makes them like not hallucinate, but it makes them like very, I don't know. It makes them feel good.
How come it doesn't work on us?
I don't know. Different biological systems in almost every way, I guess.
Huh. We should try.
Yeah, how's it come? It doesn't work.
Well, I mean,
wait a minute. Why is it come? It doesn't work on us.
But, I mean, like, if you can get animals, drunk. You can if they get secondhand weed smoke, they get high. So, like, it's still a lung. Like, they still. So I don't understand. I would kind of want to try catnip.
I have some. I'll bring some in tomorrow. I have some in my apartment.
Let's burn some catnip.
Yeah, just see if it has any effect.
Yeah.
Speaking of. So let's take it from our next sponsor before we get into their playoff round here, 3Chi. All right, fellows, let's talk about what I believe is probably at this point like our longest running sponsor, 3Chi. The days of long road trips to rec states for overpriced dispensaries are over. 3Chi offers premium THC products that get delivered straight to your door, including dispensary grade Delta 9 THC. With the same effects as traditional marijuana, it's hemp derived, making it federally legal and that much easier to get your hands on. And the best part? 3Chi is giving Barstool listeners an exclusive 5% off all products when you use code STOOL5 at 3Chi.com when you check out. Experience cannabis perfected. Now you must be 21 years old to purchase. I'll reference the same thing I always talk about anytime we talk about 3Chi. The Rice Krispie Treats and all their edibles are awesome. Really, really good. Highly, highly recommend them. Again, use code STOOL5 at 3Chi.com and experience cannabis perfected. Now must be 21 years old to purchase. What a segue. What a beautiful segue.
Mm.
Thanks to our friends at 3Chi. Now we get into our playoffs.
And it works on people.
Yeah. Wait, it does?
Yeah.
Wait, it needs to be way higher concentration, doesn't it? Or something like that?
People use it as a filler for weed for lighter effects.
Oh, so it's a way of achieving...
lacing weed with
catnip? Weed's too strong anyway.
Yeah, so that's a good way to achieve mid, which is the hardest thing to find nowadays.
This is a related story, but in high school, my cat ripped up one of its toys and catnip got all over the floor. My mom thought it was weed. She like had it on the table when I got home. She was like, you need to talk about this. She's like, what's going on here?
You, like, smell
she
it?
That's what I was about to say. She don't smell a weed?
That happened to me, but it was even worse. My mom thought I didn't have rice, and I put my broken phone in quinoa. And she thought it was fucking weed. She
quinoa? Quinoa?
Sisters.
Not even close. I'm
not even close to weed.
She don't burn.
No, she does not burn. kind of a dork.
Yeah, Owen's mom, major nerd.
I'm a fan of her, though.
All right,
that was brave of you, Rudy.
I know.
Yeah, I can't believe you.
It makes me think you might not like her. How much you went out of your way to say that you fan. Do.
I assumed.
Yeah. Nobody clarifies they like their mom.
I had to clarify because she basically shelled me out as a mercenary. You know, it was like I was talking to someone different. So I had to clarify that I was still a fan, even though she put out a hit on baby foxes.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, first match of our playoffs. It's the cheetah versus the wasp.
Like wait.
First, let's go you, Stephen Chay first. The wasp versus the cheetah. What are you picking?
This is tough.
Single wasp.
I really do like the cheetah, but the single wasp is just so appealing, mainly due to lifespan and size. Because all of these pets would at some point have diminishing returns and the novelty would wear off. And then you're just like, shit, I have this enormous animal I have to feed.
Thank you, Che. People forget about the novelty wearing off.
I think not having a pet should be on here and it would win.
Easily.
And wasp basically is that at 23 days. So I'm going to go with wasp.
One for the wasps, huh?
23 days is an old ass wasp, too. Mm-hmm.
Geriatric wasp.
I think I'm going to go cheetah.
Going to go with the cheetah.
Looking at it from the novelty aspect of it, once it wears off, the constant buzzing of a fucking wasp going everywhere.
20 days.
Buzzing, not less of that. I'd rather take 50 years of taking care of a cheetah than 20. I mean, it literally is buzzing. As long as it's awake, it's buzzing.
I will note that in this case, though, like if anybody had a cheetah that was a pet and I killed it, I would feel like shit. But like if you came in with a wasp, I would go out of my way to kill it.
Yeah, but
I would not feel bad.
He'd get you.
He might not. I'll stick my cheetah on him. You never know. So you're going to go with the cheetah's KB? Single wasp or cheetah?
I thought we originally said it would be cool to have a wasp follow you around.
To like sting people.
Yeah. And you're like sick of it.
Yeah.
And like just goes and stings someone.
And then you're just good for like the rest. Like
you'd still be the guy with a wasp hovering around. You'd look only for gross. 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you don't. You guys are assuming you bring your pets everywhere.
You leave it at home, I guess.
I don't like buzzes. I hate the sound.
So does my girl.
That's why I switched. You're just like, that's why I switched.
So you're going with?
The wasp.
They're going with the wasp.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't consider how annoying maybe the buzz of a wasp would be, but I guess I'd be fucking allergic to this cheetah also.
It would.
This is kind of a no-win situation for me here.
You can't really take anything that has fur.
Yeah. I guess I got to go.
You allergic
to
bees? You seem like you'd be allergic to bees.
No, surprisingly not. I was stunned when I got stung by a bee, and everything was pretty much fine.
Okay.
So I'll go wasp.
Another one for the wasp.
I'll get allergy shots. I'll go cheetah, and I'll just get allergy shots.
Swap into the cheetah.
You're going to regret that.
Yep.
Rudy.
I understand what KB's saying about, you know, the ease of having a wasp. It's only 20 days. A cheetah is a very big commitment. But in the end, I'm looking for a companionship. And I think that my cheetah and I would have a very lifelong bond, and that is something that I've been trying to fill in my life. And so I think that just the cheetah, you know, is just such a cool animal. So
isn't a cheetah on your Twitch stream too?
Exactly. Yeah. No one's. Yeah. I pull up on Twitch and there's a fucking cheetah standing there with headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetah's lifespan is 11 years. You'd get attached. Early death.
Not that early. It's 11 years.
I mean,
a pretty long time.
I'm not. You know, what is the saying where it's like it's better to love than. And lost.
Better have loved and lost than not loved at all.
Not loved at all. So
false.
No, that can't be true.
Nope.
That's what the quote is.
Right. That is what the quote is, not necessarily agreeing with.
Yeah, well, there's a couple loveless homies right here. So I'm going to go with I'm going to go with cheetah.
Nick?
Wasp.
Single wasp.
They can sting multiple times and you guys are all fucked.
Yeah. Owen?
This is tough. The novelty would wear off, but I guess try and find a loving home for it and take the cheetah.
Cheetah's going to move on. Next up, we have the big monkeys, the big apes. And again, lowland gorillas, silverback, orangutans, all that. Versus their arch nemesis, the small monkeys.
Oh, whoa.
I can't believe, though, that you just said you were going to sick your wasp on me when I have a fucking cheetah.
Yeah.
I'll take a sting. I'll be like, ow, that hurt a little bit.
What happens when pets bite people? They put them down.
No, dude, we're going off the grid. Roman Polanski, we're going to France.
beyond extradition. Yeah. So the big monkeys versus the small monkeys. Owen, which one are you taking?
Small monkey.
Small monkey. Why specifically? Do you think it's just less work?
Yeah, like I liked the idea of a lion or a massive tiger sort of as just a furniture piece, but a pet should be something I could play with. Mm. A nice small monkey would be
like
nice.
Like the sugar glider type thing that like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that idea.
Like a massive gorilla, he would dominate my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It would be his place.
Yep. Nick?
I love the little monkey that gets like shampooed under the sink.
Mm-hmm.
A good video.
Yes.
Definitely small monkey. The big monkey's too smart, too human.
Too human, Rudy?
I'm going to go with the gorilla. I still am just fixated on this vision I have of being in the club with a gorilla. I
can't cut that out.
Rammstein's playing.
The second he said it, like I couldn't.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, Rammstein.
It's like, I
mean, it's a very big gorilla would love Rammstein. Yeah.
You right.
Cummed on by the giant prosthetic dick he uses at concerts or whatever.
And I worry that if I just had a small monkey, it would just seem like clout chasing because though it's like the new meta on TikTok is just to have a small monkey. So for that reason, I want to just be different and just have a silverback gorilla because I've never seen someone have one.
Wildly cumbersome animal to own. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get that club image out of my head ever since Rudy said it. And also, to your point, a lot of people are doing TikTok monkey content. Not as much people are doing or nobody's doing TikTok gorilla content.
Like ape content?
If you don't want to make TikTok content at all. So how does that apply to us?
You learned at our meeting last month. So I'm going with gorilla.
The ape actually does have a negative connotation the more I think about it with all the NFT stuff, but I'm just going to choose to wipe that from my brain.
Oh, the bored apes.
Yeah, like I'm just going to think about it as pure as big gorillas.
Tommy claiming he got shadow banned on TikTok because his ape video got 12 likes. Yeah. I'm the first guy with an ape. 12 likes.
It's not even possible.
The small monkey is still the top dog.
Yes. Small monkey 3-2 right now. Zah.
I'm going to go... The bigger the gorillas, I need some presence in my life.
Mm. Oh yeah, Zaw.
Small dude, so
it'd be great to be able to ride around one too.
Some muscle.
I love the bodyguard idea.
Yes,
bodyguard idea is huge.
It's amazing. All right, Jay, you get to break the tie.
Small monkeys by a pretty wide margin, I think. You could also bring them to the market, and what's the one in Aladdin? Is it Abu? You're not going to waste a lot of your money on food for them because they don't eat much. Cleanup's going to be really easy. They can be helpful and, you know, grab things like the remote control around the house. Small monkey.
I think we like the monkey from Pirates of the Caribbean as well.
Jay, would you be mad if you walked in and small monkey was giving your wife a back rub? Just sort of procedural, not that sensual.
Medical.
But she was kind of loving it.
Probably.
For sure.
Yeah, good honesty. I'm disgusted that the ape is not moving on right now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So, Nick, the small monkeys won. Small monkeys going up against the cheetah to get into the finals of this matchup. Jay, you go first.
Cheetah. Easy. Perfect size, not too small, not too big. Very athletic, very nimble, also intimidating. Can be friends with animals. Cheetah.
I'm going small monkey for every point he made.
Both of these are like cheetah picks. Cheetah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that big of a fan of monkeys.
Small monkeys. Again, it'll be like it's not gonna steal your food and shit. Like it's tamed, but yeah, they are
domesticated. Cheetah. It looks cool.
Yeah,
and I mean, I can do tricks with it. Make it run 120 k's an hour. With my friends and all that nonsense.
Yep. Tommy.
Small monkey. Easy. I think it's. My number one left, probably the allergy factor is big here as well. Mm-hmm. And the TikTok content.
This is by far, out of all the brackets we've done, the most divided votes we've had.
Yeah.
Like, almost everyone has come down to a tiebreaker.
Usually we know which one will win 15 minutes into the show.
Yes, right? Exactly. All right, Rudy.
I've always respected power. And I've always found it attractive.
You're a weird dude.
Yeah. And that's why you like being hung up in the neural massage.
That's why you like sea otter so much.
And I, for that reason, you know, I just would love
to have
the cheetah.
What?
What? A small monkey could hypnotize a cheetah.
No, he couldn't. No, he wouldn't.
I think it could. No, easy.
No, my cheetah would eat your little pygmy monkey like a Chipotle burrito in just one gulp. So no, the cheetahs cannot be.
Apologize to his monkey. That was
off. That was.
Well, he tried to hypnotize.
That was his monkey, though. Yeah,
that was
his monkey.
Yeah. I like the idea of him just sitting there with a stopwatch, and his cheetah eats it.
Dude, having a little monkey noise. That hypnotizes yeah. is sick.
Yeah. Wait, my small monkey would just put yours into a comfortable nap, and yours would eat mine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is unfortunately very cool, the idea of a small monkey hypnotizing.
So sick. Yeah. It is really good.
Okay. A hypnotist small monkey. Yeah, I mean, that's my answer.
That is very cool. I can't even think. I can't even think of a cool thing a cheetah would do to counteract that. Maybe he like
run away.
He can run fast or like teleport or something. But it's fuck. I still am going to go with cheetah. But KB really threw a wrench in my. Mm-hmm.
Three for cheetah.
Mine is a hypnotist and a ventriloquist.
it's got a smaller monkey.
All right. How about this?
That's also hypnotizing.
My cheetah can do Rubik's cubes fast,
really quickly.
So can Lil Sass.
Yeah.
But imagine that, like his little paws, just like moving it around really quick.
Out of everything on this list that could actually do a Rubik's Cube, it is
definitely
a monkey.
I know, but that would...
Probably the only one that can.
Yeah, that would... Exactly. I know, but that would true. Fuck
I bet
up.
You a monkey already has done
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so, yeah.
100%. But if his monkey sees my cheetah doing a Rubik's Cube, it would fuck it up mentally so badly, because he's like, how is he doing this? He doesn't even have, like, thumbs.
So I was going to go into this thinking of like diet, feeding, like you got meats, fresh meats, a lot more. Monkey, you just fucking flick at a raspberry.
Bananas.
Yeah. Cheetahs are awesome looking. The coat they have is beautiful. But when KB brought up a hypnotist monkey, it's not something I thought about.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yep.
Little hypnotist monkey.
Yeah.
It's such a delightful to picture.
Yeah, it is.
You get to break the tie.
Hypnotist monkey.
The hypnotist monkey's going to move.
And that'll be my vote in the finals as well.
Yeah. Chance.
And a monkey could walk the dog.
Yeah.
A monkey could walk the dog.
With a yo-yo.
Cat's cradle.
Could it go to CVS, though?
Yeah.
Yes, easily.
Absolutely.
You would be welcome. Right, like, if like the CVS employees would probably be pissed off like an eagle screeched in there, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be delighted by a little monkey hopping in with a little tote.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even he wouldn't even have to pay. He would just get to the cashier and
hypnotize.
Like,
yeah, hypnotize him. Free. You could take over the world.
Yeah, yeah. These condoms are free. And
look at the monkey.
Out of there.
All right. Next up, Owen, you go first. Tiger versus the panda.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
I was hoping to vote for hypnotist monkey again.
You'll have your chance.
Panda.
Your chance.
The panda?
Yeah.
It is just
It's big old teddy bear.
Yeah.
It's kind of aloof, fluffy.
Beanbag-like.
I don't know if that was about panda, but I like that description of an animal.
It's the closest to beanbag. Panda.
Yeah.
Panda again. Rudy?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go panda just for the fact that cats in general are always so standoffish. They nag you no matter how hard you try to garner their attention. They're always going to look at you as a second-class citizen, which is something that is true throughout time, and no one's been able to break through that. So for that reason, I'm going to go panda just because he would be a better hang.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's a fair pick.
Send it. Panda.
Panda's going to move on, but
it's my number one still.
It's not even fair. Not even fair. Stephen Shea?
Red pandas are included in this?
Red pandas are included under the panda umbrella.
All right, so I'd have to go with panda then.
Yep. Well, it wouldn't matter because panda is clean sweep, basically. All right, the next up we have to go up against that, the T-Rex versus the eagle. Stephen Shea, you go first. The T-Rex or an eagle, which one do you want as a pet?
Oof. So are we taking the selling the Tyrannosaurus Rex off the table?
I feel like, I guess you could do whatever you want, but if you had a tamed Tyrannosaurus Rex, I feel like you'd want to keep it.
Your kids would already be attached. You're going to sell it?
No, I'd go down the history books as the guy who brought back T-Rexes. I'd be.
Why
a
do you
hero.
Want to bring back T-Rexes?
Yeah, that would suck. That would not. That wouldn't bring any good. Have you not seen Jurassic Park?
Right.
I have, and I would be John Hammond in that. So yeah,
he wasn't the one that brought him back. He was against it.
Wait, John Hammond made Jurassic Park.
Correct.
Oh, that's who made it? Oh,
you're
I thought he
was. You're
be.
Thinking about the So John Hammond made.
Oh, I apologize.
Park, down as kind of a bad guy.
He was like kind of a bad guy.
He's an old guy.
Yeah, no, he went down as kind of the bad guy. Incidentally, it wasn't like he thought it through enough. Basically,
right? Yes. So, I would want to go down the history books. You work your whole life and you try to be remembered for something. having a T-Rex, you would be remembered for something, especially if you sold it and then it got rich off.
Yeah,
it.
You wouldn't have a wiki page if you just owned it.
Not
eagle.
If you sold it. I think if you kept it.
Yeah, everybody knows that guy.
You no, might get a Wikipedia.
No one knows the guy.
Name the
sold
person
anything.
Who sold the Honus Wagner T206 card.
Yeah.
That's the T-Rex of collectors.
Name the one who sold the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not something that's like extinct and like bringing it back.
The Princess Diana Beanie Baby is extinct.
They are kind of
Princess Diana out. Is.
It's like, these sure. like massive cultural sales. Like I don't think
Stephen Chase, that that's Buck's film Twitter guy who brought back a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Be pretty sick. I'm going with that.
Yep. Eagle. I'm gonna go eagle. The dinosaurs, even back in the paper mache making days, just never did it for me.
Never did it for you. Wow. For
some reason, I don't know why. Never watched Jurassic Park. I've never. Yeah.
You'll enjoy it when you get to it, KB.
I'm gonna be the guy with the T-Rex.
It's
Tommy's turn.
I like the idea of my clumsy T-Rex with his allergies. Both of us have to avoid cats together. Just like walking around the city. Like he's like a lovable, clumsy T-Rex. I like the idea of that. And again, it's a fucking T-Rex. They are extinct, and you'd be the four. Yeah. Well, no, Che just lost. Oh, no, Che picked.
Che picked T-Rex. KB
picked
T-Rex.
The big four. The core four still have our T-Rex.
Rudy?
The T-Rex, I would be more inclined to have the T-Rex if it were a life-size version of the one from Toy Story, where he's just like green and nice. But like an actual T-Rex, there's nothing cute or pleasing about it to me. It's just like a scaly, overgrown freak and has ridiculous arms. So I'm going to go with the eagle just because they're extinct for a reason. They had their time.
This is going to sound dumb. Maybe. But how do we know the T-Rex's skin were scaly? We only have their fossils. We have their bones.
They were most likely feathered.
They were most likely feathered.
They could have had fur. They could have had very soft fur.
No, they would have been feathered. It
could have been corduroy. Ooh.
Could have been corduroy.
Feathered? Velvet.
Wait, are furry T-Rexes on the table?
I think a furry, clumsy T-Rex might be on the table.
Yeah, I mean, that changes things. Like, if it's a plaid T-Rex, that would also change things. But
imagine a T-Rex trying to hypnotize you with this tiny ass arm.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't
work. No. Can't get enough swing on the pendulum.
Well, I mean, if it has feathers, then still, it's like a freakish giant emu. So, no, I'm still going to go with the eagle just because I respect birds.
Two for the eagle. Nick?
I'm a bird guy. Got to go with the birds.
Another one for the eagle. You get to break it again, Owen.
T-Rex.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A little bit of thought in it, but T-Rex. Now T-Rex is going up against the panda to get into the finals, Owen.
Panda. Just as much thought.
Panda, Nick?
Major panda.
Big panda.
It's a no-brainer. It's a panda.
Panda.
I want my clumsy T-Rex.
T-Rex?
I want my good T-Rex. Yeah.
Zah?
I gotta go panda.
Another for panda. It's going to move on, but Shay?
I would have gone down in the history books with the T-Rex.
Yep. So now we got panda versus the small monkeys in the finals round.
It's a good final.
This is.
We had some trouble a couple weeks ago in marinara sauce.
Wow. Yeah. Won the bracket.
Won the best
sauce. What happened to that?
Bracket.
I left.
That was an interesting experiment because none of us would have put marinara in our top five, but it still won the bracket.
Yeah. Made no sense.
Magical matchups. Yeah.
It was like the 15 seed or something. It was ridiculous.
I got so many people mad. I'd be like, you fake fucking Italian. You don't know the difference between marinade and gravy.
I blogged that when I editorialized the blog. I said I'm taking away Tommy's Italian card for thinking that it's gravy's marinara. All right, so Stephen Che, you go first in the finals matchup: panda versus small monkeys.
So let me make the argument for the red panda, which is in the panda family and part of this. The red panda is essentially a small
dog.
And it's not even a small panda. It's kind of like a fox. It's kind of a dark reddish hue. It has a raccoon-ish tail. They climb on trees. They're very pleasant and very nice. We actually adopted the red panda at the Turtleback Zoo for the year. It might have expired already, though. But very nice animals, very pleasant. Also, an Asian halftime performer at mostly basketball games. Which is very hypnotizing and enjoyable to watch.
I would.
That's huge.
Stolen valor.
So for all those reasons, I have to go with the panda.
One for the panda. Zah.
Yeah, I'm leaning pandas. I mean, monkeys, man. They're too busy. They're all over the place. It'll be jumping around everywhere. I want a pet that I can tell you'll sit and it will sit. Come here, chill with me. Chill. I feel like monkeys, even when you domesticate them, like they have to still just
get hypnotized. You saw? I mean, they can do anything.
Oh, that too. That, I mean, there's that aspect of it. But I mean, pandas are just
the battle of the hypnotists.
Pandas are all time. I'm gonna go with the panda.
Panda.
Yeah, still panda. Panda. I don't know what pet I would want more than a panda.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Red Bull girl.
I do. Like a Bang Energy girl.
No, a Red Bull girl is more of a pet than a person.
Definitely.
Yeah. With the backpack and the car.
She come with the car. Yeah. Tommy.
Red Bull girl.
And I I've never seen a red panda before. I just looked that
up. Adorable.
They're fucking so cute. Yeah, I mean, I was heavy.
Just looking at the Red Panda, the Asian performer. So cute. I can't get over it.
Fucking sexy. Yeah. But yeah, I'll go panda. I mean, the idea of just cuddling up with a panda is awesome.
Panda, they already won, but Rudy?
Yeah, no, I've been on the panda grind. I've been very anti-monkey, but KB bringing up a hypnotizing monkey is...
I forgot that the monkey could hypnotize. Mine. Yeah. Mine.
Yours. Yours specific.
Yeah.
If it was in here right now, this wouldn't even be a contest.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be over.
It'd be like the hypnotist.
Would you want a pet that could hypnotize you?
Yes.
Like hypnotize you to sleep? To do things
To go to sleep. Yeah, make me quit.
To go to sleep, to work out.
Smoke. I could start smoking. It could make me quit.
Excuse. Yeah. Like I got hypnotized by my monkey.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it.
Yeah, that would be the best excuse.
I was on my way. I was dressed.
Yeah. And fucking monkey.
My monkey hypnotized.
He fucking got me.
Sorry, I came early. My monkey hypnotized me in a bust in 2 seconds.
There's no way your monkey keeps hypnotizing me. Yo, it's always, that's all it does.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed.
Should have never gave him that little pendulum.
What if it makes your life just infinitely better, though?
That's what we're saying. It's, right.
It's like invest all your money into Bitcoin.
Yeah, again, it tells you to do the wise choice. Like,
yeah, put me in a fugue state. For that reason, I still am stuck on the Japanese bath monkeys. Yeah. Those are so cute and so peaceful, and they don't. Zaw is right. I would be annoyed by a monkey just jumping around constantly, but those Japanese bath monkeys are just like, they just sit there and they look like they're meditating. They're so peaceful, and the idea of him also being able to hypnotize, he has like a little medallion around his neck.
Yeah,
and I'm just petting him slowly. I just think that garners more interest if you have a hypnotizing Japanese bath monkey than just a panda.
It's also like we're taking out of effect the small monkeys that wear like the fur coats.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my God, the IKEA monkey?
Yeah, those exactly. Are cool as shit, man.
Yeah, you can dress them up, dress them down. So I'm going to go with the Japanese bath hypnotizing monkey.
Monkey getting haircut meme was the one where that was truly harmless and just hilarious.
It was awesome.
Monkey getting haircut time. Nick?
Hypnotizing monkey.
Hypnotizing monkey. He's going to lose.
Hypnotizing monkey.
Wow. Closer vote. All four of you guys went. Unless
I know, I forgot about the hypnotizing.
Monkeys are.
So you're gonna switch
permanently. Little kids, you could keep them on your shoulder and hypnotizing.
Ideal. So you're switching to the hypnotizing monkey.
Ah, fuck! Yeah. I'll go to the hypnotizing monkey. Boom.
Anyone else want to switch while it's time? I mean, the small monkey just flipped to a win in the finals. Any of you guys want to be on the right side of history?
I'll be on the wrong side of history.
You know, what if you're the guy who sold the hypnotizing monkey, brought that back instead of the T-Rex?
That would get you more money.
Yeah,
that would.
Yeah. For sure. Scientists would study him. So the winner of episode 45 is the hypnotizing monkey.
Duh.
Yeah.
No kidding. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Thanks to Rudy and Zaw for joining in with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That was fun.
And Stephen Shea, don't let people fart in your face.